When you had a crush, you found your way back to the child doing flips, just for herself. That's the one you abandoned in order to seek an identity that you thought others would recognize. What we may think of as first love really takes us back to love itself, which is what we are to begin with. You find other ways to fall in love when you get older. As you leave your teens, the worst of your awkwardness diminishes. Your approval-getting skills get better with practice. After many trials, you may find someone who approves of you so much that they tell you you're the one. You like that. You like to be approved of that much. And maybe you approve of them for other reasons as well, and maybe not, and even that won't necessarily stop you. Since you've been approved of, you can ease up for a while. There's much less straining to please and charm. Without your efforts getting in the way, love just flows. You bask in the happiness of it. Sometimes it seems like there's enough love to include everyone and everything you meet. Again, you'll probably think it's all about him, the one who thinks you're the one. But the happiness is really you returning to yourself. Love was there all along, only your painful thoughts obscured it. How long does that joy last? Grown-up love is like the crush. It lasts only until painful thoughts cover it over. What if she doesn't really love me? He doesn't listen. She shouldn't have flirted with that guy. Any one of these thoughts will destroy your happiness. And one way or another, that happiness will have to vanish as long as you believe the thought that love, the joy you stumbled into, depends on the other person. Most people believe that having love in their lives and escaping loneliness depends on finding some special person. This is an ancient belief, and it takes courage to question it. But if you do, you're in for a big surprise. You can feel love either with or without someone in your arms. And no, that doesn't mean that you won't have a partner. Why would it? When with and without are equal, you notice that both are good. Life allows all flavors, and all of them turn out to be your favorite. The old song asks, why do fools fall in love? Actually, only fools don't fall in love. Only a fool would believe the lonely, stressful thoughts that tell him that anything could separate him from another human being, or from the rest of the human race, or from birds, trees, pavement, and sky. Don't believe me? Ask yourself. Try the next exercise. Exercise. Who would you be without the thought that your happiness depends on someone else? If you are feeling your way into this question, here's an exercise that may help you answer it. First of all, remind yourself what love means to you. What is the experience of love for you? To locate this experience, be still, close your eyes, and remember a particular moment when you experienced love. Remember how it felt in your body. Perhaps it was a moment when you were lying in someone's arms, or you were diving off a board, or you were watching a sleeping child, or you may even have been alone and not doing anything out of the ordinary. When you find the moment that love appeared, try something you may not have done before. Turn your focus inward and relive the sensations of it. Instead of focusing on the person or thing that you believe brought you the experience of love, notice what happened inside you. Focus on what you felt. Simply live in that experience for a while so that you know what it is. Now write down a few words that express the experience. Notice what it takes for you to feel like that again, right now or in any moment.